My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. April 8th, from the contemporary version. His resurrection destiny. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Luke 24:26. Our Lord's cross is the gateway into his life. His resurrection means that he has the power to convey his life to me. When I was born again, I received the very life of the risen Lord from Jesus himself. Christ's resurrection destiny, his foreordained purpose, was to bring many sons to glory. Hebrews 2:10. The fulfilling of his destiny gives him the right to make us sons and daughters of God. We never have exactly the same relationship to God that the Son of God has, but we are brought by the Son into the relation of sonship. When our Lord rose from the dead, he rose to an absolutely new life, a life he had never lived before. He was God incarnate. He rose to a life that had never been before. And what his resurrection means for us is that we are raised to his risen life, not to our old life. One day we will have a body like his glorious body. But we can know here and now the power and effectiveness of his resurrection and can walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4. Paul's determined purpose was to know him and the power of his resurrection. Philippians 3:10. Jesus prayed, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. John 17:2. The term Holy Spirit is actually another name for the experience of eternal life, working in human beings here and now. The Holy Spirit is the deity of God who continues to apply the power of the atonement by the cross of Christ to our lives. Thank God for the glorious and majestic truth of that his Spirit could work the very nature of Jesus into us if we will only obey him. Here ends Oswald's reading. As we continue on the road to Jesus' resurrection, we can see more clearly, now that we are born again and regenerate, that the end of his race is the beginning of our glorious day.